They may have been captured by the Russians. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
My name is Alexander Druki. I am against war.
That's one of the U.S. military veterans who disappeared while fighting in Ukraine. Russian state TV unveiled a video yesterday.
The Russian video shows both 39-year-old Army vet Alex Druki and 27-year-old former Marine Andy Wynn, who reportedly went missing in the Kharkiv region of Ukraine June the 9th. The RT TV Russian report said the two were being held by Russian-backed separatist forces in the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine.
Fox's Kevin Yaretsky, there's been no official confirmation that the Americans are being held. Yesterday, the State Department revealed a third American fighter may be missing in Ukraine. Russian hostilities continue to threaten the world's food supply. Prices are also climbing as Russia blocks shipments of grain. Energy prices also soaring, but President Biden maintains he's not to blame.
It reminded me kind of an excuse like the dog ate my homework. It's somebody else's fault. I got stuck behind a train. What he's basically saying is it's everybody's fault but my own.
Senate Republican Mike Rounds, at a forum on energy and climate yesterday, the president acknowledged the pain of $5 a gallon gas, but he continued to push green policies. Former President Trump spoke for about 90 minutes yesterday at a Christian conference in Nashville, and for most of that time, he bashed the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. He also downplayed the pressure placed on former Vice President Mike Pence.
They also said that I told him that I wanted him to decide the election. I want you to decide. I didn't say that. They made up the story. It's not true.
The next public hearing for the January 6th committee is on Tuesday. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
More than 14,000 pounds of hard-to-come-by baby formula has arrived in the U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris welcomed the shipment at Washington's Dulles Airport yesterday. The shortage has left parents struggling to feed their babies. Vaccination against COVID-19 could be just days away for America's youngest kids.
Children aged 5 down to 6-month-old babies can now receive COVID-19 vaccinations under emergency use authorization, the FDA's Dr. Robert Califf.
Our evaluation of the safety and effectiveness data for both of these EUAs followed our standard rigorous review process and included input from our independent advisory committee, who voted in support of the authorization.
These would be specially formulated vaccines by Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna. A CDC review is expected to concur.
Fox's Evan Brown. Every state except one has placed orders for pediatric COVID shots.
Florida is the only state not to place advanced orders for COVID vaccine doses for children under 5 years old, a decision the Biden administration has criticized. Still, doctors and health clinics in the state can order shots from the federal government. But White House COVID-19 coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says some clinics could be at a disadvantage to other states.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Some over-the-counter painkillers are being pulled from store shelves.
Oro Health is recalling over 137,000 bottles of Walgreens brand acetaminophen and over 25,000 units of Kroger brand arthritis pain acetaminophen. TimeCap Lab also recalling over 200,000 units of Kroger brand aspirin and ibuprofen. And Sun Pharma recalling 34,000 bottles of Kroger brand acetaminophen.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The pills are being recalled because the packaging isn't child resistant. Pam Puso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.